You are listening to Meet the Libertarians, the official Libertarian Party podcast. In every episode, we're going to be interviewing a different Libertarian Party candidate or activist. Get involved by joining the Libertarian Party at lp.org/join.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Meet the Libertarians, where we're going to meet awesome activist candidates from all across the Libertarian Party. And today we're meeting with one of my favorite people, Chrissy Wishers from Ohio. She ran for office back in 2018 and had some really interesting press and a really interesting campaign, and is still getting press here in 2019 with the national cleanup effort. So we're going to talk about all these things and talk about what Chrissy's plans are and have a real good time. So Chrissy, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit what got you into the Libertarian Party.
Okay, well, like you said, my name's Chrissy, and I have, I think, a really fun, interesting introduction to liberty and libertarian party in general. I've never been a part of the major parties. I've never been a Democrat, never been a Republican, because when I was 16, I just got my license, was driving down the street, and I saw a homemade sign, and it's like, he's a Ron Paul. And I was 16, you know, I didn't care about politics, I didn't even know who he was. So I get home, I was on MySpace, I got old. So I Googled Ron Paul, and I saw that he wanted to legalize marijuana. And I was a high school stoner, I wanted to legalize marijuana too. So I was like, awesome, heck yeah, what else could this guy be like about? And that's when my whole world changed, because I learned about the IRS, I learned about the Federal Reserve, I learned about individual liberty, and I mean, from then on, you couldn't shut me up. I talked liberty to everyone I could. So I joined the Libertarian Party 3 years later when I was 19. And I've all liberty ever since. I went to college for political science so I could get into politics. Apparently, I found you don't get paid very much in the Libertarian Party. I have since gone back to school to get in a different career field, but this has been, liberty has been a deciding factor in my life, my entire life. Everything I do, it's to further liberty.
Got it. And then last year was really interesting because it's been a while since the Libertarian Party has had ballot access in Ohio, and you guys had it last year, and you guys ran a lot of really awesome campaigns. So talk about your campaign and tell us about sort of the situation with ballot access in Ohio.
So we lost ballot access in 2014 when the Republicans spent $600,000 on a lawsuit to kick us off because they were able to pay a PASI basically to come forward and say that they were paid to circulate and they didn't find the correct form. So it kicked our candidate off the ballot. So since then, we've been trying to get it back. Since last year, and from 2017 to 2018, we collected over 102,000 signatures to get back on the ballot, and we were able to do so. We ended up having 65,000 ballot signatures. We needed 55,000, so we crossed that, you know, little checkpoint. We didn't get ballot access though until July of 2018, which meant none of our candidates could campaign until 2018. So, because it was really hard for us to convince people to start their campaign early without knowing for sure we were going to have access. So that meant, and in Ohio, we ran 28 candidates. That meant we had 28 candidates fitting a year campaign into 3 months. That made for some very interesting campaigns. And my campaign in particular, I have to say, and I've worked on 2,000 campaigns before my own, but I have to say mine was the most ridiculous but yet entertaining campaign I've ever been a part of. I had multiple hit pieces because I was, I've been an activist my entire life, and I've been arrested for protesting many times. Of course, I've been arrested for marijuana possession a few times. And so they put a lot of hit pieces together in the media, and I mean, we probably had an article out every week about, like, oh my God, what a degenerate, that's marijuana. And the GOP did the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen in politics, I think. I got married in 2017 and changed my last name. Well, they had gone back in 2016. I had documents under my former name, which was Jen. And then they saw that I was running as Wickers. And those, how could that possibly have happened, right? How could my name have possibly changed? Well, I got married. And I had a traditional marriage. I went past the state, for that piece of paper. And I went through and I changed my name. And the DOP just did not even want to believe it. And they put out hit pieces in the news saying my husband didn't exist. Who am I really? Is she really Quincy Wickers? You don't know. So they decided to put in a complaint to the Board of Elections and took me to court. I had to go to court to prove my name was my name. And they did this the day we even started. And so, of course, the Board of Elections ruled in my favor unanimously because my quote-unquote non-existent husband even came in to testify. My opponent came in to testify. And the person who put in the claim, they had to be a registered elector in my district. Come to find out, my opponent and that gentleman that put in that claim are friends. We found that out while they were under oath. And so, we're putting two and two together. The GOP House Caucus in Ohio, they had admitted that this was their doing. So we took it our own direction and said, well, is the GOP really attacking traditional marriage? They're so bored with gay marriage that they're going after a heterosexual traditional marriage. So it was really interesting. Every time I door knocked after that, I had people like, well, are you sure you be on the ballot? Because if my name wasn't my name, I'd be kicked off. And that's what they wanted.
Yeah, and then, wasn't this also possibly going to affect your ability to vote?
Yes, that was the complaint that they had to file. They were challenging my eligibility to vote. And if my name wasn't my name, I wasn't going to be able to vote. And without being able to vote, you can't get the ballot. So, we started a hashtag that it was 2018, not 1918, because, women got the right to vote in 1920. And so they were trying to take a woman's right to vote because I got married and changed my name. So, and that sounds so ridiculous, right? Like, that can't be true. You have to be exaggerated. That's actually like an under-exaggeration of how ridiculous it was. Because we had debates where my Republican opponent brought that up and said, well, we don't even know who she is. And, even anybody that heard this after they talked to me laughed. Like, they can't believe it. But it got really bad because my son is in seventh grade. And, that's the age where kids start caring more about, who says what, who wears what. And, for him to have to go through that and have to hear, like, Your mom's name isn't her name. Your, stepdad, he doesn't exist. So, he got bullied over this. It's just, I can't believe it, but it's the Republican Party.
Got it. I
very much appreciate the effort you put into that campaign, and I'm very glad that you were able to turn lemons into lemonade and get some good press out of that and be able to put, highlight some of the issues of some of these sort of dirty tactics in politics and whatnot. So that was awesome. And now here in 2019, you've gotten some more press as part of the national cleanup. So tell us a little bit of the story about sort of the national park cleanup and sort of the recent press you got.
So Jeff Weers, who is a very dear friend of mine, and comes up with more brilliant ideas. I saw on Facebook that she was participating in a cleanup with the National Party at the National Mall in D.C. And I thought, well, duh, why are we all doing that? The government shut down. Let's show that volunteers them work and that we don't need the government to hold our hand. So I get organized, along with a few other people in Ohio, with a cleanup at our National Party. And I am... I love the press. I love sending out press releases. So, of course, I put together a quick press release and put it out. And within 20 minutes, I got a call saying, we would love to do a story about this. We'd be at your house in an hour. Okay, awesome, absolutely. So they come and they, you know, interviewed. And it was like a very positive interview. Usually when you see people talking about libertarians, it's like, oh, this libertarian, you know, stepped on stage or this libertarian did something crazy. But all of the media that we've got has been, look at what's beautiful in our community. Look at libertarians trying to practice what they preach. And that is the best that we can get. So that story went out. It was about a 2-minute segment. And we went for a park cleanup and had about 2,000 people show up. People I've never met, people who are never with the party. And they came, they helped, and they helped us clean the stuff, they helped us shovel the snow. And the best part is, they gave us their information. They're like, we want to be involved, we want to help, and we want to do more of these things. So we got them involved, and it was really cool because another media entity came to the park to watch us speak. So not only did we get, okay, this is going to happen, we got to show this, we actually did it, you know? And we've had nothing but positive reactions. My town party specifically, because I'm the chair of the party, we adopted a highway a few months ago. So this is something that we're doing anyway. It's kind of trying to show that we're not just about arguing online. We're not just about giving speeches and trying to be condescending about our views. We're about actually practicing what we preach. We want to show that, I mean, it doesn't take much effort to go hike for an hour and take up some stuff. And if that's what I have to do, so I don't have to pay more in taxes and I don't have to have the government hold my hand, of course I'm willing to do that. So that's kind of what we want to show. And the second news segment that came out was, I couldn't believe it, they said Libertarian Party so many times. It was so exciting just to see Libertarian Party as a headline. And all the news from all the other cleanups, a lot of the cleanups got pressed too. So the press is really starting to, you know, they want to blow us in that conversation. And the more we do these things, the more, and we have to come up with when we do, the more we do these things, the more people are going to see, okay, so they're not crazy. You know, we're a little crazy, but we're not completely crazy.
That's awesome. The whole park cleanups all across the country have been amazing. And I really love seeing this growing momentum for going out in the community and helping people and really, really seeing sort of libertarianism at work. So going forward, what is the future for Chrissy Wickers?
Well, I'm finishing my master's degree right now. After that, I'm hoping to get into political marketing. But I, for the future of like the Libertarian Party, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm going to continue. I'm managing a campaign right now. For Jennifer Flower in Ohio. She's running for township trustee in Perry Township. So I'm managing her campaign. I'm also political director for the biggest county in Ohio. So I got about 4 campaigns that we're running just in 2018. Like, I know a lot of people probably don't think that's exciting, but this is a completely off-year race, and we already have, like, a half dozen candidates willing to run. Like, that's so awesome. So I'm going to be doing that and trying to help these people win. And, you know, I'm not ruling out another candidate, you know, another candidacy, but probably not. I just turned 29. So probably in, like, 10 years, once I'm ready to go through the ringer again. But I think I best serve the Libertarian Party by trying to come up with ideas, trying to get us in the press, and trying to help candidates win. I think that's where I'm best to be.
Awesome. And so thank you, Chrissy, for being on the show this week. And we look forward to seeing what the future holds for Chrissy Wickers. Thank you very much.
Thank you.